with Spokane Children's Theater and their opening that they have this Friday of The Three Musketeers, that classic. It's a classic, and yet I think it's more of just a title in people's, in the back of people's heads, and maybe even remembering exactly who or what The Three Musketeers is or was. And so joining in to talk about this, Doug Beshta, the director of Spokane Children's Theater, and then the director of this show, Donna Skog, who does so many things there and directs a lot of things. First, Donna, welcome.
Good to have you here. Thank you very much for having us.
And then, Doug, welcome back, Doug.
Thank you.
And let's talk just about The Three Musketeers. What does this bring to an organization such as Spokane Children's Theater?
We like to do a variety of shows. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, we did The Addams Family, and then we did a Christmas show. And one of the nice things about this show is it's a public domain show. And so we have a local playwright in Donna Skog, and that she can write her adaptation of this and kind of adapt it to our particular actors, which is fun to watch, to see how a show like this comes together and morphs and changes. And interesting to see her artistic flair and what she wants to bring to the stage.
Good. Well, Donna, since you're the creator of this, talk about the basic story of The Three Musketeers.
The Three Musketeers was written in mid-19th century by Alexandre Dumas, a Frenchman, and the story of The Three Musketeers is a young man named D'Artagnan, whose father was a musketeer, wants to go to Paris and become a musketeer, every boy's dream. And he does. And he meets the three musketeers, Aramis, Athos, and Porthos. And they become friends. And that's the basic story. And all these adventures happen in between because they're fighting the royalty of France. And and I've changed it a lot, but the basic premise is still there.
And so in changing it, do you change mostly the inner details of which characters and things like that, or is it a matter of picking which adventures are going to be used in this production?
It's actually, I created the adventures. Mm. They're not the adventures that you would read in the novel. And I've kept the names of the characters and added other characters just for story's sake. And so mostly I just made it up. And that's the way I work.
Well, good. Well, we're going to get a taste of this. We have a couple different scenes. We have a whole bunch of the actors from Spokane Children's Theater in here. So let's get Aiden and Daisy moving toward the microphones. And Aiden in the role of D'Artagnan. Is that how we say your character's name?
Yep, that's the one.
D'Artagnan. And then Daisy as Sabina?
Sabine, yes.
Which is D'Artagnan's sister. So here we go, a scene from this version of The Three Musketeers.
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm changing my clothes. It's dangerous on the road to Paris, especially for a woman. I'm protecting myself.
Oh, you heard Mother. I'm to protect you. Besides, you're not a woman. You're a mere girl.
Protect me? You can't even protect yourself. Besides, I'm a better swordsman than you, if I say so myself.
I knew you would be trouble as soon as Mother said your name.
Can you believe it? She wants to send me to a convent. Well, I'm going to get an education, all right. And it's not going to be in a convent. I, too, shall find my adventure with the musketeers.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to spoil this for me. Mother!
You tell her, and I'll tell her about the time you...
You wouldn't dare.
I would.
You wouldn't?
I would.
She would.
Now, what's a good name for a French swordsman?
Baguette. Soufflé. French toast. Or in your case, garçon.
Oh, please. How about... Antoine. It means invaluable. Yes, Antoine it is. has a nice ring to it. Now, let us be on our way. I want to meet a real musketeer. And maybe fall in love with one of them.
Okay, a scene from The Three Musketeers. I want to bring Donna back into the conversation for just a moment about what we just heard. We were just hearing D'Artagnan and his sister Sabine, played by Aidan Else and Daisy Else. The actual words, and then some of the issues, like of the sister wanting the parody, not wanting to be sent off to a convent for education, and wanting to get a real education, wanting to be out in the world. Is this kind of your contemporary writing of how to make The Three Musketeers fit right now?
Yes. In fact, there's a lot of correlation to the dialogue with a lot of things that are happening right now. And definitely back then, women, there was no place for women unless you were royalty. And you were born into it, actually, and she wasn't. She's just a woman of the world, and she's not going to let any man tell her what she can and cannot do.
That was pretty clear from what we just heard.
Oh, so, I hope so.
Yeah, no, the director, Donna Skoog, is it?
It's Skoog.
Skoog, Donna Skoog, the director for this Three Musketeers, which opens this Friday at Spokane Children's Theater, which is 2727 North Medelia Street. Well, we have another scene from the play, and this uses about five different people who are in the room. And so let's bring in, I think really prominently here is Queen Anne, played by Cricket Rayland. And so let's kind of hear your voice. Hello, Queen Anne.
Hi.
Okay, there's you. And then your lady-in-waiting, Constance, is this maybe played by your sister, Cassidy Rayland?
Yes.
Oh, yep,
and,
that's me.
And that's you. And then later on we'll hear from Bailey Rayland as Milady de Winter. And,
yes, sir.
And so we'll get you in a little bit. And then in the middle of all this is Brody Else as Jussac. Who is the bad guy's minion. And so does the bad guy have a name?
Well, the main bad guy is Cardinal Richelieu.
Oh, okay. That's perfect for just kind of for the political sense of all of this. So then you're his minion. We'll definitely hear from you in the course of this. Okay, another scene from the Spokane Children's Theater's version of The Three Musketeers.
You can't keep me locked up here.
Now, that's not very becoming of a queen, now is it?
And you, of all people, I trusted you.
Sorry to disappoint you, my dear. Now, we have some plans to make. Aren't you the least bit curious?
Nothing you have to say interests me.
But we are planning a masked ball in your honor. All will be invited. We want to ensure the kingdom that all is well in the palace.
No one will believe you. I will tell them everything.
Oh, no. You see, if you want to make sure the king comes out of this alive, you will keep your mouth shut. Now, if you will excuse us, we have a party to plan.
And where do you think you're going?
Why, if it isn't the handsome Jussac, the most handsome of all the cardinal's guards. Not only is he the most handsome, why, he's the smartest. I don't understand why he's not in charge of the guards instead of that fool de Roquefort. Am I right, my queen?
As a matter of fact, I was wondering the same thing myself.
I just don't understand it, Jussac. Can I ask you just one teensy-weensy favor? Oh, wonder of all wonders.
And what would that be, oh loveliest of lovelies?
I have such a thirst. Would the man of all men fetch me a goblet of water to quench my thirst?
I would give you the moon if you asked for it, oh beauty of all beauties.
What a buffoon! My queen, what is going on? I'm afraid I have some bad news to deliver. The cardinal intercepted your secret letter to the king.
I know, my dear.
I'm sorry. I tried to get away.
It's not your fault. He would do anything to undermine me. Only now, he knows I'm onto him, and they're planning a coup.
Psst. My queen, I need to talk to you.
Who are you? What is your name?
I recognize him from the marketplace. He was with that rogue who knocked down Maurice. What was his name? D'Artagnan. Yes, that's it. D'Artagnan. Tell me, where is he? How do you know him?
He's my brother.
He's what?
He's my brother.
I can't understand you. He's what?
He's my brother!
Your brother, huh?
Yes, my brother. I've come to tell you and Her Majesty... Oh, Your Majesty, forgive me, Your Majesty. You see, I have to explain. He really is my brother, and I am his sister. He came to Paris to become a musketeer, but my mother wanted to send me to a convent. But I wanted an adventure, so I disguised myself. And I saw you and him in the marketplace, and I could see you had an eye for him. If you'll excuse me for saying so. And I saw you trying to give him a letter, but the cardinal took it from you instead, and I grabbed it from him. But the lady grabbed it from me, and I ran here to tell you that she has your letter. Oh, pardon me, my queen.
No need to worry, my dear. You're a very brave soul, my dear, boy or girl. So, my lady-in-waiting has an eye for your brother, hmm? I must say, he's quite the handsome man, Constance.
Oh.
Never mind. Jussac may come back any moment now. Let's go form a plan of action before he does.
Okay, another scene from, and this one, by the way, just if you're listening and we're a little confused, the character that came back in was the one we had met in the first scene, and that's Sabine, the very sure of herself young woman, now having to deal with the royalty and find out what she's made about. You know what I want to do? This is totally silly, but I need the Els family there and the Raylan family there, because we need to talk about... Or either way, whoever, just cluster together to talk about your two families. Because what we have here, we have six young actors, three from the Els family, E-L-S-E, and three from the Raylan family, R-A-E-L-U-N-D. We heard from the Elses first. And I'm gathering, I'm going to pick on you, Aidan, because you've been involved with this theater for a while, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been doing it for... a couple years now. I've been doing theater everywhere locally, just pretty much any theater we have I've done. So
yeah, because you're pretty crazy for theater, aren't you?
Yeah, really enjoy it.
You've been here a bunch more. And then your sister, Daisy, same thing?
Yes, same thing. I've been doing plays at SCT since I was like 11 years old, so it's been about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and Brody, you've done a fair amount of theater already, haven't you?
Yeah.
Even though you're younger?
Yeah, about 2 years, I think.
Okay. So is that just kind of how you are, and do you act up at home, as it were, and lay theater lines on each other, or are you just three ordinary siblings?
I mean, it's kind of fun because Aidan and I have never been siblings in a play before, so that's been a really fun experience because we're siblings in real life, and we get to be on stage as siblings, which has been really, really fun.
Yeah. And then to the Raylan family, three young women here. So in any order, we can start with the queen, as it were, Cricket. Have you done quite a bit of theater in your life so far?
Not theater.
As opposed to what? What have you done other performing?
Just
singing? Anything?
Singing, mostly stage, drumming, band stuff.
Oh, okay, cool. So this is kind of new for you to enter the world of theater. And then to your sister, Cassidy.
I mostly do a lot of band and traveling and performing on stages. I have done small theater productions and did a magic act in Pennsylvania where I was the theatrical co-star for a magic act that won first place for Tana's Magic Camp. But this is my first production with SCT, and I'm super excited because everyone here is so awesome.
And Bailey?
I completely agree. The musical theater is a little bit new, but we've done a lot of band stuff, and so this is just sort of taking the stage to a different place, and it's really, really fun. I'm really enjoying being a villain. That's different, but it's really fun to be able to do this with my sisters, and like she said, the cast and crew at SCT is pretty awesome.
And has your family just moved to town recently? Is that the deal? Or have you lived here for a while?
We are new to Spokane, nice. But we've lived in the Northwest for a while.
Well, welcome to Spokane, the three of you. And when you say band, Illuminate, are you talking rock band?
Yeah.
Okay, so,
It's like pop rock alternative, and we write our own music.
The three of you as a band?
And our brother.
And your brother, so it is a true family band, and you do all that. What's the name of your band?
Band Rayland.
Band Rayland, cool. The nice direct name so we can actually find you, and not an obtuse name nor a name that we can't say on the radio. So this is really great. We have one group of theatrical veterans from around here, and then you people who are entering the world of theater and discovering it each there. Wow. Let's bring Doug back in here to this conversation. This just right in front of us represents what you're about, doesn't it?
It pretty much does. I mean, we've had this conversation before about being Spokane's children's theater, but we really see ourselves as Spokane's family theater. Their brother that they mentioned is also our musical director for the show, too, and so he's involved. And so we love having these families, moms and dads, and their sons and daughters and siblings. It really makes us who we are because we really view ourselves as a big family. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, nice. So this is the production of Spokane Children's Theater. It opens this Friday at 7 o'clock, I believe. Then isn't your sequence, what's your normal sequence? Saturday, what time?
Saturday at 2.
At 2, and Sunday at 2?
As well, yeah, the next 3 weekends.
That's the normal way that you
Correct.
Do it. Friday,
yes.
Friday night at 7, and then 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday, 2727 North Bedelia for Spokane Children's Theater. Well, what a treat. Have a fine time. Oh, is there any sword play or anything like that?
There is some sword play, and we actually were right across the street from us on Medelia is Spokane Fencers Unlimited. And so one of the ladies there, Marie, it very much is. Maria? Is it Maria?
Maria.
She's been fencing all of her life, and she actually came over and worked with a couple of our actors and taught them the opening sword play scene that they do and brought over their sabers, and they've been extremely helpful, and it's great to have neighbors like that help us out as well. So, yeah.
Nice. Okay, Spokane Children's Theater, and they're opening this Friday night. Yeah, Donna, you have an afterthought here. Yeah.
Well, yes, there is sword play. But it's also wordplay. It's one group pitting themselves against another. So the gauntlets have been tossed, but it's done in a more unique way with dancing, with insults, high class insult, low class insults. So there's a lot of battles going on, not just with fencing, and that's what's so much fun about it.
Nice, many little stages of battles for Three Musketeers. That was Donna Skoog, the director. Okay, well, thanks everybody. What a treat to hear about that. That opens this Sunday.